Welcome back to season two of the Jane Wareham podcast. I'm your host, Jane. I'm the Mindshift coach, an international speaker, and I've got over 10 years experience in the well-being space. It's truly my mission to help you see the power of your mind so you can use it to create the life and business of your dreams. Don't let your mind hold you back any longer. Let's make some mind shifts. Hello, hello, hello. We are back with another amazing episode of the Jane Wareham podcast, and we are in season two. This is really exciting. I have my first guest, and I've known this woman for about 4 years now, almost, probably 3.5, 4 years. I'm like, I don't know how long it's been. It feels like a long time. And her name is Megan Long, and I have truly watched her start as my VA to now having an incredible business. I've watched her grow. I've watched her evolve. She's going to share her story with you, and we are going to really tap into the importance of focusing on long-term when it comes to your business. We get so wrapped up in that short term. We get so wrapped up in needing those results. We lose sight of what we really want. We lose sight of creating the business that we want. So together here, we're going to talk about that long-term focus and really hone in on trusting yourself. So Megan, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. And it's actually wild, Jane. I was telling this story to one of my coaching clients last night. We were talking about collaboration and like, how does it work with coaches and that sort of stuff. So I was sharing how you and I started working together, which is actually, it's less than 2 years that we've known each other. I'll be two
Four
years.
Business.
This bit, well, I mean, it does feel like forever. You feel like a longtime friend to me too. So I get that. But yeah, I did start out as a virtual assistant a little under two years ago. And my background was in restaurants. I was a bartender, manager, server for 15, 16 years. A lot changed in my life in the pandemic, like a lot of people. I got married, I had a baby, I moved provinces. So I've been chasing freedom for a long time, and it started for me with my sobriety. And when I got to New Brunswick and my lifestyle completely changed, I was still desiring freedom differently. And I found the virtual assistant world, fell in love, but I'm sure you can speak to this as well. It wasn't exactly what I wanted. I was kind of a back end person. I was behind the scenes. And even though I was really good at what I did, it didn't give me fulfillment. I wanted to be helping. I wanted to be making an impact. So I had been working with a coach about 5 months into my journey, and she said, your story is insane. Like, you've got to go out there and help other moms start their business. So I leaned into that, and I started helping other VAs as a virtual assistant coach. And I've been doing that since November 2022. We've helped over 150 women in the Freelance to Freedom community. And throughout this process, people also rise up. So when you do a really great job at coaching and leading, people really rise to their next level. They really start to expand. And we still have a lot of people in our communities who start scaling. They start scaling within our first program. So Scaling with Heart was born, and I've been coaching people how to become mentors since November of last year. So 23.
How amazing is that? Like, how amazing. And okay, 2 years, like just over 2 years. What the heck? I'm like, what am I doing with my life? What is going on? Oh, that's so amazing. I know, it feels like a lot longer. Yeah. Our relationship just went deep right away. We're like, okay, we vibe. When I hired her, I was like, this is going to be amazing. And just watching you and seeing you grow. So for you, let's think here. So there could be a number of women listening to this right now, a number of people listening to this that they would love to start a business. You know, they want to get into something. And you obviously had this thought too. You were like, I want to make my life easier. I want to do something. I want to become a VA. Where did some of these first thoughts of becoming an entrepreneur like come into your mind?
Well, it came from a place of like a bit of constriction, I guess. I had to be home with my son. My husband was out working, and we had to be two incomes. So I needed to work from home. So that was kind of part one. And if you look for jobs online that are like traditional jobs, admin, et cetera, it's 9 to 5, closed door, you know, all the things that doesn't align with having a 6-month-old. And I was on TikTok, of course, TikTok, and I found someone speaking about transferable skills. And this is something that one of my mentors in recovery was like, you have a lot of transferable skills and a gift to give and your love of people. It's not being a bartender. And I couldn't at the time, 2019, 2020, like really wrap my mind around that. I was good with people, yes, but I didn't see myself as an asset. I stuck with something comfortable because I was really good at it and I made money. So all this grand change in 2020, 2021, I decided I was going to be a virtual assistant. I can remember sitting Mike down and being like, this is what I'm going to do. And he's like, you've had other like MLMs before, Megan, like this is not a thing. I'm like, it's not that. This is like an actual business and I own it myself and they're my own clients and I do the work and the marketing and all this stuff. And he was like, okay, like go do it. And I cut off my maternity leave to pursue this. So this was the start of my no backup plan ever again. And it's kind of how I live my life today. And a lot of my self-confidence and my self-trust started when I cut out the backup plan. So there's no more money coming in. This is the pathway. This is my choice. This is my vision. This is what we do now. And it's like embodying those moments. It's like, I am terrified, by the way. That was terrifying to do. And choosing myself, it's like, I want a better life. I don't want to be a bartender at 32 years old anymore. I choose different. I choose to be someone that I hope I would make my son proud. I hope I would make my mom proud in making these decisions. And I didn't know if I was going to be successful, and I didn't know if my transferable skills were going to be of an asset to me, but it ended up being the reason why I was so successful. I'm a good human. That loves other people and, really cares at a very strong level. So those were assets that I had. I didn't know how to use Google Workspace. I didn't know how to use Canva, like all of the things that people think, like, oh, I have to know websites and systems. That was not me. That's not my story. So I leveraged who I was essentially as a human being.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay, I remember some moments of us working together where I was actually so proud because so when we initially I think had agreed on like hourly, like maybe so many hours per week or per month. And then one day you're like, okay, so now I'm switching to retainers. And I was like, damn, all right. And it's hilarious because but I get it because when I started my virtual fitness business back in 2020, people originally were signing up per class. Like they'd basically commit to classes each week. But then obviously that got too crazy. And I'm like, okay, I can't manage this. It's too much. So then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do just like gyms do and have a monthly membership. So when you said to me, I just loved it because I was like, damn, girl, boss up, here we go. I was like, retainer, okay. I'm like, I guess if this is the only option, then like literally it was like, this is what I'm doing. This is my retainer. It costs this much. Take it or leave it, you know? I'll give you enough notice. But actually, like in reality, it was amazing because like as an entrepreneur myself and having made similar choices, like with my clients, it's like I love to see that and love to see that growth. And I know like together, and especially, you know, you getting immersed in some of the content that I was doing and all the mindset work that I was doing and us having such amazing conversations as, you know, you were starting to evolve into a coach. And as I also was evolving out of my fitness and into something new, just such a beautiful thing. So I really am excited to talk about this self-trust because I just had a call with my coach and mastermind group. And we were talking all about, she said, I think the one gap for everyone in this community, so all of us that are in this mastermind with her, is a sense or a lack of self-trust sometimes. And we constantly look for external validation. Everyone's always seeking some form of validation. And if you're a solopreneur, if you're there on your own little island, sitting in your house or your apartment, doing all the things, you're watching what everyone else is doing and you're just almost wishing like, frig, man, would someone just tell me what I should do? Is this right? I don't know if this is right. And you start second guessing things. And even in my mastermind community, my coach kind of tapped us all on the hand and was like, okay, ladies, I feel like you're losing trust in yourself because we're always asking each other, hey, what do you think about this? Oh, check it, guys, look at this post I'm gonna put out. What do you think? Do you like the designs? Do you like the text? And yeah, we were literally almost sabotaging our own trust in ourselves. And I was like, yeah, I need to stop doing that. I'm not going to do that anymore. So let's talk about your journey here and how you might have struggled to trust yourself and what you do to build build that trust and grow that, and also how you help your clients with that.
I think anything to do with our mindset or encouraging a strength of ours to really come out, it starts with taking action. So for me, it's self boundaries. So, like, how do I not seek outside validation? How do I kind of blinders on, see the vision, know this is my calling? How do I just make the decision and take the next step forward? I think when people think of like self-trust or habits or anything, they think, I'm going to do 1,000 things at once. And that's when people get overwhelmed. So there's not this like clear pathway for them. They overwhelm themselves and then they stop. So the trust ends up getting broken. So for me, it's self-boundaries. Do I really need to ask my coach, my team, somebody about this question? Is it relevant? Probably not. I, over time, have gained confidence by taking action. So whether that's hiring a mentor, whether that's launching a masterclass, a coaching program, it doesn't really matter what the context of it is for me today. I know in my heart that I have a place I want to be, and this ties into the long-term focus. So I don't do anything today to serve today, Megan. I do things that my future self is going to thank me for. So that person in the future can turn around and be like, that was awesome that you chose yourself and your path and took action towards that goal. And with social media being so busy and so much noise on there, it's really easy to open an app and be like, oh, you know, we've been coaching for the same time. You know, she's at $1 million in merch. You can get lost in the sauce. I limit my time on social media. I have very few people that I ask advice from. Even when it comes to mentors, it's not like, where do I need to go? It's this is what I'm doing. And it's like kind of what I did with you in the retainer. It's like, this is my next step. And I wait for feedback. And that's okay for me. I hire mentors for a very specific reason. They have something that I want. So I know the advice or the suggestions they give me is going to be somewhat in alignment. And if I don't like it, I don't take that advice.
No, that's so great. And setting boundaries, that's so key. And without setting those boundaries with ourselves, like we're just not setting ourselves up for success at all. And I really like how you tied it into, of course, taking action. Taking action is so important. And I do workshops on this. I'm building confidence and the confidence competence loop that Mel Robbins teaches. And it's really through, you build confidence through the willingness to try. So, and if, confidence can be tied into trust, like trusting in yourself too. And, it's like when we don't feel good at something, when we're feel new at something, when we've never done something, that's when we don't really trust ourselves. And that's when we tend to seek that out. But if you just, like you said, keep stepping up, keep showing up, and at least taking a small step, I think everyone thinks, someone even said in the mastermind today, like they're like, do you have anything to share? And she's like, well, I haven't had any like huge wins. I'm like, oh my God, like so sh please share the small ones. Like, why are you waiting for a huge win to celebrate? Like, start sharing these small ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. We celebrate wins on every single coaching call, and like I make the joke, like maybe it's you showered today, and like it's not really a joke, it's the truth. Because when you start celebrating yourself, that starts also like building self-trust, right? You are acknowledging the awesomeness that you're doing, the baby steps, the small things, the big wins. So you're not just plowing through business, going on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. And I mean, business or entrepreneurship can get like a little bit addictive, right? There's always something else to do. There's always something else to work on. So to stop that process of just being this hamster wheel, we get to take a pause, like give ourselves the credit that we deserve. Business is not easy. Anyone that's in business or says business is easy, they're not telling the truth.
It's not. And I mean, I think it's interesting because as much as yes, it isn't always easy. I always like to say too, it doesn't need to feel so fucking hard. Like
Yes.
it, but there are moments that feel so hard. And I think both you and I see it through all of your content. Like your content is just true embodiment. It's so real. It's who you are to the core, basically, right? And I feel the same. Like I am authentically me, who you see on Instagram, and okay, yeah, sure, some nice photography and so forth, but like I am the I am the same soul. I am the same person, and I communicate the same. Everything's very, very authentic. And I think that's really important. And I think what you and I do is we not only are talking about, oh, this is so great about entrepreneurship, and oh my God, I hit this money milestone, and this is exactly what you need to do, and you're going to be successful. It's like, no, things can be hard. Like, we normalize those sort of things. And this is what I want to do in this podcast, is normalizing the fears, the doubts, the challenges. Because I can tell you, and your community is amazing, and I know that some connect with me because they see some of my mindset work. I've done some workshops with them, and it's just so interesting because they're shocked when I share oh, I have this debt from what I invested in, or I'm paying this off, or just oh yeah, I struggle. Yeah, this is something that I fear, and I struggle with this. And they're just like, really?
You're a
You
human.
have that? I know. And then, oh, and it's funny. And I'm like, yep. So pretty much everything that you fear, I probably fear the same things. They're just in a different scenario, literally, So, okay, let's talk a little bit here too on how and why you encourage. I mean, you've done it for yourself, proven that it works when you start to focus more on the long term versus the short term. And let's talk a little bit about maybe your experiences having focused on short term and what happened and where you see people getting caught up, because I think that might kind of spark a little something in the minds of the listeners here.
This is not something that comes naturally to me, long-term focused. I think that this world is so instant, likes, text messages, phone calls, whatever the case may be. It's so instant that instant gratification or dopamine, we're used to it. So when something takes time, I've often shared in coaching communities when they're talking about oh, I had a sales call and now I'm not hearing from them. What's with that? It's like, some of my best clients I knew for 6+ months. And I share that because it's building a relationship. So anything that I do in my business, in my world, it's to be of service to other people. And it's like dating. If I was to step in there today on a date and, we're at dinner and the guy says to me, let's go home, let's go to bed, I'd be like, buddy, no, sit down. Or if he
One
said,
step
I want to order you.
at a time.
Same thing. I'd be like, that is crazy. I don't want that. So I'm not going to go swinging into someone's world in an instant and expect some kind of beautiful relationship to happen. If we think about any relationships that we've had that are long term or, good for us, it's because there's been a build up to it. And that's really how I treat my business because I'm a business of people. As far as long term focus goes, from my perspective, people get caught up in the day-to-day stuff and day-to-day stuff, strategy, marketing, whatever it is it important? Yes. But I look at the whole picture. I really zoom out. It's like this big tapestry, and each has a little piece component, and they all work in harmony together. So if I ever get frustrated, which does happen, obviously, at something in my business, let's say it's my email marketing system, and I'm frustrated with the tech or the something. Zoom out. What else can I do in marketing today that's going to be of service to my people? Zoom out further. Do I have to do marketing today? Is that going to be the make or break of my business? Zoom out further. Something that I've really adopted over the last 6 months is what if I cared a little bit less? And I don't mean about people, but all these tiny, minuscule things that in 6 months I'm not even going to remember, it cannot hold that much weight with me. I have a place I want to be, in 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 5 years. And those goals hold a lot more importance to me than the fact that I couldn't get a tech thing working today. I'm an inherently anxious person, and I also have a temper problem. So those two things kind of combined, they don't
Feel like
bode
I'm
well with.
working through those.
I am. It's been a lot of work over the last 3 years, but I used to get really wound up about small things. Someone wouldn't call me back. Day's over. Life's ended. This makes no sense. But if I look at where do I want to be? I'm going to be buying an off-grid property. I'm going to be buying mini cows. I'm going to be sitting at, my lake at some point. That's where I'm going. So the tech system today, or the
Yes.
person that didn't call me back, or I got left on read on Instagram, it doesn't really matter. So what if I cared a little bit less? And I say that to myself often.
Oh my gosh, that is so good. Let's just end it there. Just kidding. That is so good. I love it. And I recently did that. So on, I think it was Friday of last week. You know, like you, I'm pumping out content all the time, like every day. And literally, I want to write my own content. Like I have so many people reach out to me. You want me to
I
do your
know.
content? Like I've paid people in the past and it didn't work out. And so I'm like, no, because you cannot write from my voice. You cannot write from my experience. And so, you know, days get away from us. Today, for example, even it's going to be almost 4 o'clock. After this, I'm going to get outside for a walk. It's beautiful weather out, but you know, it's like I haven't posted today.
Same.
But because I have this thing in my head of like, I mean, I have so many content ideas. Like, it's not about not having ideas. Like, I have literally so many, and it's not going to take that long. It's really more the Canva design, what I want to look like, whatever. But yeah, last week I literally was like, I had to check myself because the week before I put up out a post and I just like, not that I didn't feel good about it. I just put it out because I felt like I needed to because I was always putting out posts like Monday through Friday. So then last week I was like, nah, no. Exactly. What if I cared a bit, little bit less? I'm like, what the fuck is going to happen if I don't put a freaking post out? Nothing. Like literally, I show up in my stories every day. Like, oh my God, so people aren't going to be like, oh my God, guys, Jane didn't
Where's
post today.
Jane? Where's
What?
Jane?
Is she okay? Do we have to put out like an alert for her? Like literally, you know what I mean? But that is really, really good. And I do think too, and that's something I need to practice. Like I get so caught up in the weeds. It's like really, yeah, taking that step back. Really thinking about why, and this is why I did a whole workshop on like the why, like falling back in love with why you started your business, because we could do a whole other episode on you can't be doing this just to make money,
No.
because like you know, and we would have calls where like, you know, you're crying, I'm crying because I'm like, oh my God, their clients are just not coming. They're not coming. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, where did they go? Why aren't they here? And actually, you touched on something really amazing. This is what I've learned, like a slap in the face from my mentor, but in the most loving way, literally around building the relationship. And I've recently had an aha moment around the meaning of conversion, and that conversion, as an entrepreneur, you think conversion. Client sold, right? Bought an offer, bought something, received money. But conversion, there's so many almost intangible conversions that we don't see. And conversions happen along the entire path of the relationship that we build with our clients. Like I know for a fact, I just got this amazing testimonial, and I know for a fact that I'm opening and shifting perspectives. That is a form of conversion. You know, and it's just so interesting when we start to really open up our minds to seeing things a little bit different and releasing that connection to, well, okay, you and I, we both want to make a lot of money. We're going to make a lot of money. You know what I mean? It's inevitable, exactly, right? But it's inevitable of our why though, like the impact that we're making and the way that we're serving.
There's something that I was listening to a little while ago, and I wish I could remember who said it, but it was, if my goal ever gets bigger than helping one more person, I've lost sight of my why. And it was like, for me, such an aha moment, right? Like, so powerful. It was a day where I wasn't feeling well, and I was, frustrated, and a string of sales calls and all the things. And I thought, like, wow, like, perspective, right? Like, super powerful.
That's beautiful. And that's so true. It kind of forces you to be like, whoa, wait a second. What am I doing here? And I do think as well, something that I learned from my coaches saying is like, will it make the boat go faster? And that's kind of where you're like, well, you know, how much should I really care? And when you're in your business and you're in the weeds and maybe you're feeling overwhelmed and you know you can't get everything done on your to-do list, it's like take a look at all the things on your plate. And literally ask yourself, will it make the boat go faster? And this is an analogy for like a rowing team, like in the Olympics. And so basically, the rowing coach had told them, okay, when you're making decisions leading up to like this big race in the Olympics, think, will it make the boat go faster? So, whether you choose to like not sleep as well, whether you choose to like slip on your eating, on your routines, whatever it is, right? Your mental health. And so these are sort of things that you just like learn and you think about. You're like, oh yeah. And then when you're faced with decisions or you need to prioritize, you can think, okay, like you looking at the larger vision of your business, is this going to help move me in the direction that I feel like I want to go or need to go? Or is this not? And I can say for a fact, I have made desperate decisions in my business that were misaligned with the life I want. And that's even why through the fall, I focused on, producing my podcast episodes and took a pause on my offers because I'm like, wait a second, this one-to-one thing, reevaluating. You know what I mean? Like I've offered
Yes,
group programs
I
and I literally was like, hold up after like a couple, working with a few clients, because you're excited. You like, I'm like, oh, I'm a life coach now. I already coached like in like fitness and wellness. I was doing all that, and then it's like, okay, I want to get coaching. So then you start taking on one-on-one clients and I'm like, well, wait a minute. The math, it doesn't add up. Like it just doesn't add up,
Yeah.
Okay, so let's chat a little more about when you're working with your clients, what do you see happening when you see them start to shift from focusing on that short term to starting to see that larger picture?
I think there's a couple of components to this. We offer a lot of support in both of my programs. So it's on calls, it's in Slack, and then in the community. I'm a huge community person. They ask, questions amongst themselves on top of with me, on top of our community manager. So there's lots of access points for support. And the calls have different topics. So there is like a general kind of topic call, and then everything else is kind of segmented, like marketing and sales and confidence. And there's bits and pieces that we choose like topics on. And one that happens often is, what do I do when I don't want, when I don't feel like doing business anymore? So people share what works for them. And I find that sharing in community is really powerful because it might not be something that you can search on the internet or something that, you can ask your partner for advice with. So for me, when these questions come up and it's like, I don't feel like doing this anymore or whatever, it's like, well, you really want this business to get up and running. You really want to leave your 9 to 5, stay home with your kids, travel, all over the world with your laptop, like whatever that desire is, you have to do the work to get there. And people, in my opinion, a lot of people that I've met think that it's just like, open the business and then the clients will come. I know that I thought that. I thought I had to make one little post on Instagram and my books would be full. That did not happen for me. That does not happen in business. So for long-term focus, I think that there's kind of like a series of steps. Never letting go of the why, but more importantly than the why, how did you see yourself getting there in the beginning? Like, what did that look like? Sometimes we have to change our perspective and shift what that how part is and be willing to change, be willing to adapt and change in those moments. It's like, well, this isn't working. I'm at a dead end, or something didn't go through. So we're not going to stay here, right? Like if you're on the street and you run into like a dead end, you don't stop there. They're going to back up the car. You're going to go out. You're going to go the other way. You're going to turn on your GPS, whatever it takes to get you to where you need to go. So it's more of like a open mentality of, what is the pathway? The pathway I have tried is not working. What is the solution here? Or who has the solution that might be able to help me? What's the vehicle part of this that gets me from where I am today to where I want to be, which is really a transformation in anyone's business. It's like that turning point that I'm done. It's like, well, this isn't working, so what's next? And I think that a lot of it really is growth mindset. It's being really willing to try to live differently, to try to think differently, to lean on people that you trust in this process, because change is scary and making decisions for you or your business on your own can feel really intimidating. So when you do these things in community, you have an opportunity to have a conversation around like what this could look like. And there's people that are at point A where they're just starting out, and there's people that are signing, $3,600 a month contracts. So you have an opportunity to learn from people who are just like a little bit ahead of you.
Oh, I love that. No, and growth, having that growth mindset. And I like that you touched on I learned from a coach back in 2020, 2021 around not getting so tied to the out specific outcome. So exactly being tied to your like closely tied to your why. And then of course you're going to start taking action. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in a very specific outcome that we want to accomplish that we don't even allow our minds to open up to something better than that, like, and or another pathway to get there. And we think, oh, well, I want to do this. I need to do this, 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 because someone did that and I saw that it worked. But then it may not work for you. And that's it exactly. When you go down that dead end, it doesn't work. And I really like that analogy of like, okay, well, what is life over? Like you, okay, end of the street. That's it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, it's not over. Like you got to back it up. Okay, maybe you got to like reassess, like recalibrate. Something didn't work. Okay, back it up and try something different. So that's that. I really, yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I think it's gonna really resonates with me for sure. So I know as well, when you're working with your clients, you help them to really, you know, encourage them that having your own business can and should be fun
Yes.
and it should be enjoyable. And so trust me, I mean, I just spent a year working with women that had it all and, you know, they didn't feel fulfilled. And I work with entrepreneurs that just are unhappy in their business or disconnected to their whys. You know, they stop dreaming, they get too wrapped up in the how. So when you're working with women and you see that, you know, they're feeling unhappy, they've lost that joy in their business, what do you do with them to start to make some shifts or to start to coach them? Because there could be people listening right now that are like, yeah, like I've been really trying in my business. And I think when we get so tied to monetary results, we get so tied to needing a certain number of clients or whatever it is. Oh my God, you could have so many tiny wins. You could be building these amazing connections with people, but you're not seeing that dollar figure. At the end of the week, you just cry because you're like, well, I suck. Clearly, I'm not doing anything right when we kind of lose sight of all the great things. So, how do you help someone reconnect with that joy and that fun in their business?
My rule for myself, I'm going to call it a rule because it has not always been in my business. It has to be fun or I'm not doing it.
Okay.
So a lot of things in my experience as a coach, it really starts with me so I can have the experience and I get to talk to like many versions of myself throughout my journey, right? Like whether they're an online service provider or they're starting coach, it's like, oh, I have definitely been there and now I can share my experience on that. Last fall, I made a big decision to shift away from one program to my scale program and focus on that. And it felt really hard because I was very successful in having this business. It made me $250,000 my first year. And I was having a conversation with my coach, and it was like that like I'm done moment. I'm like, I have a choice here. I can either stay where I am and, you know, continue what I'm doing, or I can go where my heart is telling me I really want to be. And this is where I want to go for a longer period of time. So this is a long-term focus again. And I was feeling very emotionally exhausted. I didn't know what to do with marketing, like any piece of the tapestry at that point. I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm doing. And he said, you need to take a vacation. And I said, that is counterintuitive to anything that needs to happen in my business. I need to go do the marketing, look for clients, run a Facebook, whatever. He's like, nope, you need to shut it down and you need to take some space. And I have not done that since I had Hunter. So Hunter was over two before I did this. And I took a staycation and I was by myself. And the wildest thing happened. I had applications come in. I ended up signing two clients via DM, which has not happened for me at my business. And these are people from my new program. And I was like, okay, so this, like, the more I rest, the more money I make.
I love
Business
that.
should be playful. If it is not fun, I'm not doing it. So if I get to a point at all where I'm frustrated, where this is not working for me, we are done with it. I allow everything to run for 90 days. Doesn't matter what it is in my business or in my life. If it is not working at that point, I either change it or I leave it behind. It doesn't serve me. So when clients come to me and they have a similar thought, it doesn't really matter what aspect of business it is. It's like, this isn't working. I don't like this. This doesn't feel good. I don't want to do this anymore. I said, okay, so what's the plan? What are we doing? Where would you rather be? And when you ask someone where they would rather be, I'm someone that it's, how do I say this? I give suggestions in my coaching. I don't say this is what you need to do. I don't think that that's helpful. I've had coaches like that. It works great when I'm with them. The second I'm gone, I feel lost because I don't have someone saying this is what you do. So when someone comes to me with an issue, a problem, a challenge, it's like, where would you rather be? How did you see this out differently? What do you think? What have you tried up until this point that has gotten you here? What have you not tried? And the what have you not tried, they might not have. And that's information that I can suggest. So it's shining the light on the path. Here are some suggestions. Take what you need, leave what you don't. And we can walk through this together. So that high touch support comes after. It's like, well, how's that working for you now? This is great. I'm making more conversations, more invites. I'm talking to people. I'm getting on calls. It's like, great. So that was the thing. And for most of us, there's usually 1 to 2 holes in our roadmap, and it's not strategy. It's normally mindset. It's how we're thinking and how we're perceiving things versus like marketing something. It's how we feel and how we think.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And love that you just ended that with how you feel, how you think, because that's exactly right. And I like that you pose those questions. And it's the same thing, you know, in coaching and mentorship, it's like, sure, I'm all for helping spark a different perspective, opening the mind. Yeah, sharing through my own experience. Different things, you know, if an idea comes up, like you said, where they may not be seeing something, but really, when I'm working with my clients, I'm like, how does that make you feel? And how do you want to feel? Because if you can start feeling how you want to feel now, then that's going to start to encourage you. Because what we don't realize is when we're doing these things in our business, they're stressing us out. They're putting us in a constant state of like stress, anxiety, worry. Well, that then is inhibiting us from taking the action we need to take because, you know, those feelings come from thoughts of I'm not making enough money. I'm not going to pay my bills. I suck as being an entrepreneur. I'm going to fail. I'm going to have to go back to my 9 to 5, blah, 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 right? List it off. And then we have all these terrible feelings and inevitably that stops us. So you're exactly right. Like, strategy is key. And any entrepreneur, in order to succeed, you have to be willing to put in the work. But it is more than just knowing a strategy and trying it. It's being adaptable. It's having an open mind. And then as well, shifting your perspective and being able to at least identify if you think if you want to be somewhere and you're not getting there, there's a block, like something. You're either not doing the work, but you're probably not doing the work because your mind's getting in the way. And it's so frustrating as a mindset coach when I know I'm blocked and I know it's my mindset. Like, and that's hilarious because sometimes people don't realize it's their mindset, but I'm like, oh, I know. I'm like, I know exactly why. Like, and maybe like not exactly. And like, I work with, you know, my mentor and she'll help guide me a little bit, but I know the blocks are there and we just need to at least be willing to move through them. But again, like being an entrepreneur should be fun. We have one life. So why this is our opportunity. Like you said, I love that canvas. It's like this is our opportunity to paint, to do whatever type of hodgepodge art you want to do. It doesn't even matter, you know. This is your opportunity to create what you want and it should be fun. It should be enjoyable. And okay, this has been amazing. I feel like we could talk on millions of topics. I'm so excited that I had you here, featured as my first guest of this season. I would love for you to share where you show up. I'm going to have all of your links, everything in the show notes. What do you got going on right now? How are you serving? And where do you show up?
It's kind of a tricky question because I'm doing things in the background, so it's not done yet. But who do I help? I help new and early stage coaches launch and scale their business. I'm someone that is a deep believer in magnetic marketing, so it's attraction and being of service to other people and how we can storytell in our content to really call people up. And I do that in Scaling with Heart. That is my scale program. It's been active now since last summer. We help really from the ground up. So wherever you're at in your coaching or your scaling journey, it's something that can help you walk you there. It is a 12-month program at this time. You have one-to-one time with me for 6 months and other places you can find me in my Facebook group. I run free trainings there once a week. Instagram is mainly where I hang out, and there are some. I have a masterclass coming up in March, and I also have some other exciting announcements. So I would love to share those with you when they are ready, but it won't be until April. I had a team meeting this morning. I'm like, April 1st, that's the thing that I'm doing.
That's
Commitment.
perfect. Honestly, I mean, this will probably be launching around that time. So that's amazing. And this is just so good. Honestly, I'm so proud of you. Like, I'm so proud of you. And I watch everything you do, and it's so inspiring. And I'm just like cheering you on from the background. And I just couldn't be happier to have talked with you today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Jane. This is super exciting. And I'm probably coming to Toronto this summer, so I would love to actually have a meetup this
If anyone's watching the video, like my facial expression, I'm surprised. I'm like, okay, that's exciting. I will make it happen. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Megan.
You're welcome, Jane.
Thanks for listening today. Be sure to download, subscribe, rate, and share this with a friend if you really enjoyed this episode. Have a comment or a topic you'd like me to cover? I'd love to hear it. Come connect with me over Instagram at Jane Wareham. See you next time.